ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Get ready, the Salvation Army bells will be ringing soon. The sound of the red kettle means the holiday season is here, and it's your chance to spread cheer and support to local families in need. Every donation dropped into a red kettle helps provide food, shelter, and hope for those facing hard times. So when you hear that familiar ring, know it's more than a bell. It's a symbol of kindness and compassion. The bells are coming soon. Let's ring in the season with giving.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5 yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, into Bomber Stadium. Van Buren is in town tonight, 3-5 to take on your Mountain Home Bombers, sitting 7-1 on the season. You're tuned in right now to the Southern Construction pregame show. Tonight, I got the dudes with me. I got Brad Coleman. I got Barkley Terry. I got Sambo at the end of the table, and our big man Kurt upstairs on the camera. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not fired up about Mountain Home football right now, you don't have a pulse. Guys, welcome to senior night.
Welcome to senior night. It's sad for some in a way. Last time to play at home, or is it?
Or is it?
We'll get into that a little bit here down the road. Is it? Tonight's game has a pretty big bearing on what happens moving forward, as if this is our last game. But, yeah, you know, senior night Man, I've got a senior myself. She's playing basketball. I'm kind of dreading that senior night because, you know, man, it's the last time you've been on the field. Guys, all of us have played sports at one point. You knew there was that one time. And for a lot of these kids, this will be the last time they'll get to sport. You know what I'm saying? Some will get to make it to college. Some will get to play a little bit further down the road. But I tell you, I was fortunate enough to play college. You were fortunate enough to play college. There's nothing like Friday nights.
Nothing like Friday nights. And my coach used to always say, guys, senior nights for the mamas. Barkley, what do you think?
I mean, senior nights are for the mamas. They are definitely those picture moments, those reminiscing moments. But, man, senior nights is when your guys that are dedicated to your program, they're going to ball out. You're going to see a lot of seniors have big games tonight. Big blocks, big tackles.
They're going to be stepping up big time. So check out the digs tonight. We found them. Thank you so much to Brad and Kara Coleman hooking it up, bringing in the bibs for us.
My wife is what you call a professional shopper.
Well, she did an awesome job. Because
she knows
tonight,
how to get on the interwebs.
The press box, Hard Work Friday.
That's right.
So tonight on our Hopper Pest Control Hotline, you can text us in. They got locations in Mountain Home and Fayetteville, so make sure you check them out. But hit us on that text line, 870-321-6839. We want to know who you want to shout out tonight that you think never gets recognized.
Who does the hard work?
Who does the hard work, guys, that never, ever gets any credit whatsoever? We want to recognize all those folks tonight. So text in, again, 870-321-6839, and we'll be shouting those out all night long.
Yeah, it's interesting that we sat there and thought about it. People, what brought you to Hard Work Friday? What brought you to, man, why Hard Work Friday? Why? Well, look out on that field. That's why.
Right,
it wasn't just very long ago, guys, that this football team had won one of its last 30 games. Right, made a coaching change, and Coach Airy came in, and his mantra, and he was preaching, was hit it hard in the weight room. Hit it hard on the field. Practice hard. Practice. I was talking with one of the senior dads today, and he's like, man, we still had good players. But it was just a mindset. It was just a mindset of go to work, beat the person out in front of you. And, I mean, guys, it's all about the coaching staff. It's all about everything that's going on right there. You know, just the stories of what the coaches are doing for our boys. It's a hard work in the youth program. It's hard work in the Gridiron Club and all these things that just kind of all tie together. And then it shows out on the field at 7-1.
It does. When you work hard like that, two things improve, your attitude and your effort. And that's what he's driving. That's what hard work is all about. And that's what I think Harry's brought to this program.
Yep.
I mean, we're going to talk about it later in the pregame. But, guys, what a performance last week with the Bombers. We're going to get into tonight's game. We got a lot of things to talk about tonight. But we're really, really excited about what's to come. But, guys, look at the attendance already.
Yeah,
I mean, crazy. It's already filing in. I mean, tonight's going to be electric in Bomber Stadium.
Well, I think there's 17 seniors that are getting recognized for the football team. And then on top of that, there's a total, I think Dylan told me, of 90 total seniors. They're going to be recognizing track or cross country, tennis, golf, band. I'm going to miss a bunch of them. We'll go through them as they go
ROTC.
Through. ROTC, yeah.
And cross I think there was country, man.
90-something seniors. Yeah, 90-something seniors that they're recognizing tonight.
It's going to be an awesome night.
Man.
Barkley, can you feel it?
No, I can. I mean, 40 minutes to game time, and the mood is – we talk about it every week. It's nice to be home. The mood's electric. There's a buzz. And to be part of that, man, that's special. And it's a reflection of the hard work that the coaches and that the players have put in.
You're absolutely right. So we're going to see that. We're going to talk. We're going to show the seniors walking on the field. We are going to do our pregame through that, and we'll try to talk about some of them as we go
along.
Yeah,
we got our first message here. Lucas Boxdollar and the Setzer boys. A lot of guys that do hard work that may not get recognized. So
we ain't lying. We got to catch up with some of those guys this week, so we're going to talk about that in the pregame. Man, those boys can eat.
Yeah, they did. They pounded some food.
We got to catch up with everybody that some of the guys that are in the box. And so we got lots of things to talk about tonight. But we're really, really excited about the game to come. It's a beautiful fall night here. I mean, we got some coaches in shorts. We got some
Barry had a beanie on out there, I think. He got bald head. I know. I feel him. I feel his pain, man. He had a beanie on. It's going to get cool. I called my daughter, like, yeah, you had shorts on. You better be thinking about this. You're gonna freeze if you don't throw some clothes on. Bring a blanket or something. But it's a perfect night for football.
It is, and y'all need to stay right with us. We're gonna be back on the Southern Construction pregame show. Here's Mountain Home set to take on Van Buren. Streaming live on YouTube on Bomber Sports Network or listening on 101.7. It's hard work night, baby.
I'm a hard working man.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Marion County, your local Arvis team is here to help you. Whether you want to open a small business or grow an existing business, we can help. We will also be by your side as you grow your farm or expand your farm equipment. I'm Katie Ratliff, and I'm here to help you turn your dream into a reality. Stop by either branch in Marion County, 802 East Main Street in Flippin, or 105 North Panther Avenue in Yellville, to see how my team can assist you.
Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Southern Construction pregame show. Guys, we have an electric one tonight as we welcome in Van Buren tonight, setting 3-5 on the season. And we've got a heck of a game on our hands here. So we're really excited, a lot to talk about. Let's get into it, though, guys. What do you think? You think Van Buren's going to bring to the show tonight?
Yes, this is a Van Buren team that they're giving up almost 50 points a game. And only scoring somewhere in the low 30s, upper 20s after the Greenwood game. And see where that came in. Hey, guys, you look out at them and they look the part, right? They look the size. They look the part, and this has kind of been Van Buren's MO a little bit, is that they look really good, and they have a couple really good playmakers. Trenton Cooley, number zero, Weston Wilcox, number one, and Williford, number six. Those are guys that we're going to hear and see a lot of tonight. Their running back's pretty good, too, Keller, 32. So those are guys that we're going to hear. But you notice none of those guys are on the defensive side of the ball, right? And they struggle a little bit on the defensive side of the ball. They are a team that is going to probably make the playoffs. Southside and – right now, Southside and who am I trying to look at here? Southside and Siloam Springs, they are down at the bottom or part of the standings, and they're not going to make the playoffs more than likely. The Bombers, however, are playing for something.
Yeah.
If they win tonight, they lock up the three seed, okay? We went through this morning in a group thread and text that we had. There's scenarios in path to 2-1 as well. It's going to depend on what shallow happens with Lake Hamilton, and then it depends on us going to Greenwood and beating them by 14 in certain scenarios. Let's just say when you're sitting there talking about the odds and percentages – we're probably going to be a three seed.
Okay.
Right? So if we win this game, we're the three seed, which means we will host a playoff game in 2 weeks against the sixth seed out of the East.
Okay.
We've been keeping an eye on that. It's Sheridan, Jonesboro, West Memphis, El Dorado. They're kind of battling for that bottom spot. If you win that, you play into the two seed of that in the game tonight. Marion and Catholic may determine that two seed on the East. So a lot of playoff scenarios, a lot of being breaking down, number crunching, but Mountain Home, it win tonight, then we will clinch the three seed.
So but just to recap what you're saying briefly, ones and twos, they get byes, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're able to do at home in that first playoff game, if that's what you're able to get, then you go play a team that's been on a bye.
Correct.
At their field.
Yep, their field. And sometimes, you know, it's like that March Madness bracket. Does it help to get a one seed? Does it help to get the bye? Or does it help to come and play a game, not have that week off, and kind of get the feel and the nerves and everything out of it? I don't know the answer to that. We've been able to be pretty successful 4-0 in the last four first-round games.
Traveling, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's been the most impressive thing, I think, this year is the way they've played on the road. I mean, just ability, like anybody, anywhere, I mean, let's go. And that's been their mindset and their attitude. I think, again, that reflects that comes from the coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. So around the league tonight, we're looking at a big game that we're going to keep our eye on. Shiloh Christian's playing Lake Hamilton. That will determine Lake Hamilton's spot in the four seed and three seed. Van Buren still playing to maybe get the four seed tonight. Another game, guys, Greenwood and Southside. That game's got a little different feel to it tonight. I don't know if some of y'all know or have heard. Greenwood star wide receiver number zero, Isaiah Arrington, was tragically killed in a house fire this week. And lost his mom, lost his sister. And, man, our hearts and prayers go out to the Greenwood community and school district. I know that there's a lot of hurt people over there. Of everything I've heard, I've got friends in the Greenwood area that says just an absolute tremendous kid, just an excellent kid. And our hearts and prayers go out to them with that. But they are playing the game tonight at the South Side. Pretty cool, guys. South Side was going to do a wide out, and they changed it to a pink out because Isaiah always wore pink on his uniform in some way, and that was kind of his standout deal. So nice, classy move there by Forsman South Side.
It is, man. I hate to hear those stories. And again, like you said, our hearts and prayers go out to those families and all those affected. Tonight, seniors are lined up, guys. They're out there in center field, and there is a whole slew of them. Oh, my gosh. They're filed all the way back to Hackler. So we're going to stay with you, and we'll keep bringing this. But, guys, so the conference standings lining up, like we've said from the beginning, Mountain Home's been in the driver's seat. And so just like tonight, we've got to take care of business. And we look to next week. We fall in the playoffs, but – you got to like where you're sitting.
Yeah, you got to like it. I think you're – if you put odds or numbers on the game, you'd feel you'd win this game 9 out of 10 times. I just think that that's where we stand and how we stand with this game, and that's no knock on Van Buren. They're a good team. But if we take care of business and do what we're supposed to, you should win this game. We are going to get stops on the defensive side. I don't know that they can stop us on the offensive side, and that will give us the three seed. And, man, what an awesome year.
When you got running backs like that, who could stop you?
Yep, I agree.
It's awesome. Well, we're going to take another break again. It's a hard work Friday, so keep texting us in. Who do you think needs recognition for working hard this year? It could be players. It could be somebody in the community. Hit us up on that text line, the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line. They got locations in Mountain Home and Fayetteville. That number is 870-321-6839. Keep hitting us up, and we'll be back right after this on a hard work senior night Friday.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Southern Construction pregame show. Call Southern Construction today for all your roofing needs. I promise you, they'll get you hooked up over there at Southern Construction, 870-405-2359. Guys, the guys and gals and all the folks at Southern Construction, I can promise you they work hard.
That's right. Guys, what a treat we have here tonight. Hard Work Friday. I text down. It's hard. That's what we got, Coach. Hard Working Friday. I text down and got Coach Crow. I saw him on the sidelines. We brought Coach Crow in to talk a little offense, defense with us here for our boys.
I heard this is a Hayden Harrison deal.
Yeah, that's why you came, right? Well, first, we have to say, Coach, congrats. Talk about hard work. Ninth grade boys have busted their butts all year. They've worked hard. Now we're playing for a conference championship Thursday night, and we got it here at Bomber Stadium,
yes,
right?
It's big. Kudos to those kids. And, I mean, they have done just an unbelievable job listening and just working every day, and they show up now, and it's just we're kind of enjoying the ride. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is awesome. So, talking offense, defense a little bit tonight's game, we're going to break down. Give us a little insight of what you know, talking on the offensive side of the ball for Mountain Home.
I mean, also I've coached those kids coming up. I mean, you've kind of seen us evolve a little bit with Barrett as, you know, once he's kind of stepped in a quarterback, we're doing a lot more option read stuff. We're doing a little more out of the pistol, running some power read out of the pistol. And it's just, it really opened up last week. And I just think some more comfort with that. And, you know, I look forward to it tonight.
Yeah, so I'll ask you, I know you like to throw the ball and do that, but as a coach, obviously we're putting up 320-something yards a game rushing. Do you feel it's important to show you can throw at times, or is it just like, no, we're just going to run it down your throats and try to stop it?
I'm having to learn this year to be patient. You know, and at the end of the day, you just want to win. I mean, let's just win. It's a lot more fun when you win. I don't care what the stats look like. And, but, I mean, we can throw it better than what we show. I mean, I think there's a consensus we can't. I mean, we can do it. There's no doubt.
So, as a coach, you got Barrett coming in, running the ball. Do you try to set up plays on the offensive side of things that, hey, we're going to do little short, quick routes. We're going to give you wins. Or do you just open your playbook up and say, we are what we are? How do you make that adjustment?
I think as an offensive coordinator, and especially, you know, Barrett hadn't had as many reps this year, I think you try to get him comfortable. I think early in the game you try to get him easy throws where, you know, a completed pass to them, they don't care how far it goes. It's still confidence. You know, you throw it, you catch it. And it's like I tell our kids all the time in practice, I don't care if you can't catch, get out, because a quarterback needs to be able to catch football. And it kind of builds off that. And, you know, I mean, Barrett's a really good spread out guy. He can really throw the ball like that. And he's never going to sit back in the pocket and just pick you apart, you know, from the pocket. Because, I mean, but you don't want him to, because he's so stinking fast. I mean, the guy can score at any time. So,
yeah, I mean, fast and elusive. I mean, he's able to do things from a quarterback perspective that Brantley couldn't do for you.
Yes.
Brantley still had some speed, but he didn't have the elusive nature that Barrett does.
Correct. I mean, I had Barrett in ninth grade, and He played quarterback two personnel groupings for me, and people probably don't know it, and it doesn't. I mean, it's not great football, but he rushed for 1,183 yards on 81 carries. It's pretty good, like you know. I mean, that's a show right there. So,
coaches, he always had that mindset where he, like, you know, he doesn't really like to run around people necessarily. He tries to run right over. Has he always been like that, even at that age?
You know, when he started growing up, sometimes he, of course, junior high, could run right around people, and you can't do that quite as much in high school, but about week six, when we played Andy Camp, they had him back that was supposed to be the best player in the league, and he sought him out, and let's just say we started running over people about right then.
Yeah. Just telling. Well, that's awesome. So we switched sides of the ball tonight. You know, it's a pretty – we talked about this in the pregame a little bit, how Van Buren, you look at them and you're like, okay, all their dudes are on offense. Yes. You don't hear much on defense. Their dudes are on offense. Exactly. Zero's a dude, 32. Their quarterback, one, Weston Wilcox, real tall, strong kid. Defense-wise, you know, what are you looking at to see us exploit, or have you seen anything that you may think that we need to look at tonight?
Well, honestly, they got a receiver that's averaging about 15 yards a reception. So you got to take that guy away. You know, and I mean, Coach Harry's smart enough. You know, we do enough stuff, and if you've watched us play defensively enough, I don't think people are talking enough about how good we've been defensively the last 2 weeks. And yeah. Honestly, I mean, minus a few special teams errors put us in bad. We really dominate Southside less than 250 yards. And until we had some breakdowns against Shiloh, our defense has been just spot on. And we're fast in the secondary. So, I mean, I think we can cover them. And as long – Coach Harry is always of the philosophy, don't give up the big play. But he doesn't put himself in bad situations by just all-out blitzing. Like, it's calculated, and he has a ton of automatics. And there's a lot of people that think you got to call the right defense. Well, if you prepare for every formation to what you want to do, I mean, and they do so much of that. Like, when we played Salomon tonight, the entire game was automatic. DeSoto and Blake Vacco, they're literally calling at the line, and they're executing it. And we held them to 40 yards with our first team defense in there. So, I mean, they're going to try to throw the football, but here's the deal. When you're giving up 43 points a game, you got to throw it. Yeah. So, I mean, we just got to do what we do, and I think we'll be fine.
Well, and what they've been doing a lot of, Coach, they're averaging 6 tackle for loss or sacks per game, plus 2 on the turnovers per game, and then we're up 6 on the turnover margin. Your defense is doing the work for
yes.
you to put your offense in position to score,
yes.
to give your offense the confidence to go out there and get that next point. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's an unheralded hard work thing that this defense is continuing to do, because they're not getting a lot of press clippings about it.
No, and I mean, when you look at our D-line, like, you got the Setzer twins on the edges. Those are great kids. They're coachable. They're, you know, I mean, I had them in junior high. I mean, they do what you want them to do. I mean, they're not – they don't stand out like some freak athlete, but, I mean, you can't move them. And they're long. They got great range. And then Eli Jones can just play anywhere. And then, I mean, Noah Grinninger, you're not running over there. I mean,
yeah.
And I mean, Blake Vacco and Caden Del Soto, first off, they're smart. So they do their job. And then, obviously, as an offensive coordinator, I mean, you would be insane to go, you know what, we're going to run right at Dunlap.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a suicide.
It's like I told Coach Harry, if I was playing him, like, I wouldn't do it one time.
No.
Yeah. Like, I would literally sit there and figure out where he's at, and I'd go the other way. But, I mean, he's at the field. He's at the field most of the time, so it condenses your field down in your run game to play us. And, I mean, but I'm going to tell you some on our defense. Barrett Miller's played great. Jacob's played great. Talon Palmer's played great. Hunter Estes
has come on, man.
He has been phenomenal all year long. He's a great tackler. And they're fun to watch. I mean, defensive football is so – you don't see it nowadays anymore. And, I mean, but you win games on defense, because if you can get off the field, most people can score nowadays, you know.
Yeah, that's all. And one thing I've noticed, too, and I see with this defense, it may be a little different than years past. The discipline. Everybody doesn't feel like they have to make the tackle, right? They're holding their lanes. They're staying where they're supposed to. I noticed it on Hunter Estes. I was asking Coach Harry about it on the Russellville game. He's like, he should have had a big game. We game planned, and if he didn't, we were going to get beat.
Right.
And everybody exactly. did their job, and Hunter came in and did his job, and all of a sudden we're holding Russellville to, you know, minimal points and going down there and dominating that game. Exactly. And it's awesome to
you
see
know,
that.
Offensive coordinators are, and I've done it at the high school level, they're selfish to the point where they can't stay patient. And I mean, especially guys that want to put a lot of points and do all that kind of stuff. I mean, I used to literally have to tell myself, like, do not press the issue out here. And Coach Harry sometimes placed that. Like, you want to press the issue, we're going to cover.
Take care
of
it. You know,
and he doesn't put himself in a lot of bad situations.
Well, that's awesome. Well, guys, what a treat it was to have Coach Greg Crow up here. Hey, congratulations on your boys again. Well, guys, yeah, come out. Come out Thursday night against baseball. We're going to see if we can get it maybe streaming. I might even come up here and call that game for us. Let's see what happens. It'd be pretty cool.
Hey, our kids are excited, I'm going to tell you. And I don't think anybody really understands how far they've come.
It's awesome.
Like,
awesome.
They're a lot of fun to be around.
Well, I know you got a good coaching crew down there. They're excited, too. Yes. Coach, we appreciate you coming up and joining us tonight. You just broke down everything way better than us rodeo clowns up here in our blue and white.
I've never played football. So,
yeah.
It was nice to get an expert up here and get some real perspective.
That's right.
We do appreciate that. You're tuned in right now to the Southern Construction pregame show. Give them a call today, 870-405-2359. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Bomber Sports on 101.7 Classic Hits and streaming live on YouTube on Bomber Sports Network.
At FNBC, we're more than just a bank. We're your neighbors, and we love to see our communities thrive. We proudly support local businesses and believe in reinvesting in the places we call home by providing the small business financial products and services to create efficiencies and maximize growth. We also feel strongly about giving back and showing up to lend a hand to our area nonprofits. Choose a bank that cares about the same things you do, your community. Your community and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to the Southern Construction pregame show. Call Southern Construction today for all your roofing needs, 870-405-2359. Give them a shout, your number one most trusted local roofer. Tasha and Jared, all of them over there, awesome, awesome people. We really appreciate it. The seniors are out. The line is trickling down, but what a wonderful night for these parents out here for senior night. In the booth, we're recognizing Hard Work Night, so you can keep texting us on the Hard Work Hotline. That's Hopper Termite and Pest Control doing lots of hard work in both Mountain Home and Fayetteville. You can call them 870-321-6839. That's our text line. Text in. Don't call them on that number. Text us at 870-321-6839. Text us, tell us who you think works hard and doesn't get a lot of recognition. Guys, we're almost set. We got about 17 minutes, 30 seconds to kick off time.
Filing through some seniors out here. Look at this field. This is awesome.
How awesome was that to have Coach Crow?
Oh, my gosh, guys. That was phenomenal. Like, I saw him down there, and I just texted him and said, do you want to come up here? And how awesome was that he was able to come in and give us some insight that we definitely cannot get ourselves. It was pretty great. So, all right, it's that point of time. What's our keys to victory tonight?
Same thing as always. Lean on the defense, lean on the line. You got an offense that's averaging, 330 yards a game, 6 yards a rush. Lean on those boys. Lean on these seniors. You've got a senior-laden offensive line. Let them do the work for you. And I think if you can do that, that's how you're going to come out of this game victorious.
Let those big dog eat?
Yeah.
Yep. Guys, there's one thing I want to point out last week that really, really impressed me. And Brad, I think you talked about it. In Aries' interview, when we were interviewing for coaches, one of the things he said was, we got to start pouring on these other coaches. You can see it in Crow. You could see it last week with those guys and the way they performed, the way, Schrable had them ready, the way Ack had them ready. And, they played that one for Aerie. Tonight, they play this one for the Mamas.
That's right.
And they love Coach Aerie, but boys, you don't love anybody in the world more than you love your mama. And you're going to see a level of play tonight from these guys that we have not seen. They're going to hang 55-plus market.
Yeah, we were able to do a really cool little thing this last week. And if you go to Mountain Home Bomber Football on social media channels and check out that video where the moms tackled the boys. And dude, we had so much fun listening to those moms cackling. Mama Dog brought it. Whoa. Mama Dunlap, she brought the thunder.
Did she? I never thought tackling was genetic. Genetic for the Dunlap.
She brought it, boy. She came.
She hit on her bracket. I'm going to put it out there. She brought the thunder.
She did. So, yeah, and I agree with you, Tobias. This is all about these boys and what's going on. And I'll tell you, I'm going to share a story. I asked Coach Strable if I could share this. Ford, I have a son that's a sophomore on the team. And big kid, strong kid, doing well, worked in the offseason. Yes, he worked his booty off, and he got better. He got faster. He dropped his 40. He added weight. He added lateral quickness. And most coaches would be like, hey, we're happy. That's great. He's doing good. Well, today I was talking to Strable. Yeah. Today I was talking with Coach Strable, and he's like, all right. Ford's gotten to a point. He said, here's the deal. He's playing too high. His pad level is too high. His hip flexors need opened. So he said he can work all he wants, but he needs to work every night stretching his hip flexors. He needs to get them open. That keeps him lower. That keeps him moving side to side, changing directions, doing things. And it just struck me. I'm like, how blessed are we to have a coach that he could look at him and say, wow, he's gotten way better. And he's doing some great things on the JV and doing some this, but he's not happy. He's at a point where he's like, I'm not happy about that. He needs to get better, and here's how, but also find that minute of a detail and say, fix his hip flexors, and you're going to fix his lateral movement, then quickness and explosiveness. I was floored, and I was awesome. I was like, hey, we can work on those things, right?
Well, it shows you just the case-by-case basis that these coaches are pouring into all these kids, you know, where he's able to analyze each kid individually and so much time with them that he can say, hey, it's his hip flexors.
Yep.
Get those things worked out at night, and you're going to see a totally different athlete come Monday.
Yep, I agree. Well, guys, Dr. Russ Rawls was on the sideline. He did get an interview for us. Let's go down to him and hear what he had to say. I can get my
We're
deal turned on. Hold
here,
on.
Let's go. With us. Hard work, Friday.
I didn't work hard enough to get this ready, apparently.
Nobody's going to text you and give you recognition.
No. All right, here we go. We're ready. I thought you were going to play your music. I didn't have time.
Well, maybe I'm not
hey
working
guys.
Hard enough.
Well, last regular season home game tonight. Bombers take on the Van Buren Pointers. Senior night here. This team is blessed to have 17 seniors who's had a really successful career as Bomber.
We lost Russ there.
Yeah, success tonight with a win. I think that Van Buren's looking to come into here to our place and get an upset tonight, but we still have a lot to play for. We're trying to secure ourselves at least the third position in our conference with an outside chance to move up into the first or second slot. Tonight, some things to look at. Look at our energy. You know, homecoming senior nights are usually a big energy games. So hopefully we can use that energy to turn it into turnovers, big stops, and points. Also look at the energy that might be related to Coach Airy coming back. It's been widely known that he missed last week for some health issues, but he's back on the sidelines tonight and doing great. I just talked to him. He's feeling great and is excited about tonight's game. And then just this group of seniors to go out and play a clean, good final game last week at Lake Hamilton. Huge win. Probably one of the best games I've seen the Bombers play since I've been here since 2011. Very clean game, no turnovers, and pretty much dominated them from the jump. Hopefully we can see something like that again tonight. Van Buren has a running back to watch. He's committed to Air Force to play football in college. They've also got a receiver that's getting a lot of college looks as well. So they're not going to be a pushover, but hopefully the Bombers can come out tonight with good energy from the senior night and getting their leader back and get a big win for the Bombers and make an interesting matchup going in next week to play Greenwood. Looking forward to a good game tonight. Weather's going to be a little cooler, but great football weather. Back to you.
So, yeah, I think you hit on exactly what it is. Cool to hear that Coach Airy's feeling good and doing well.
Down there, feeling like a new man. So, hopefully, yeah, that does bring a lot to those boys, having Coach there on the sideline with them. We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
It's almost game time on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football is brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.